On the cover, Virgo and Wex step out of the dunk and look out over a field of racing ships. Even on a single image of the cover, the movement, the music, the energy of the scene can be felt. An array of all sorts of alien folks boast and dance and show off their rides, but underneath that joyous outer layer, something more sinister lurks. The top-right cover is drawn to look like it has been folded back. A lion, who looks suspiciously like Virgo, is popping his head out and exclaiming, "Dunk on drugs."
Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Virgo Regulus, and I'm ready to sink my claws into this fight.
I'm Wyatt Wexford, the last warden of the Stellar Bastion.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is House of Regulus, issue number 12. Humanity is that strange condition.
The first panel is Leonova's eye, and we see the reflection of Virgo and Wex standing in front of her, and she just has her head cocked to the side with just malice on her face, saying, "Give me one reason I shouldn't throw you back into the sun."
"'Cause it'll be hard to throw us into the sun if you were throwing you into the sun."
"Yeah."
She just like reaches down, and she's got just laser blasters like all tied to herself in different holsters and everything. And she just starts like slapping them, getting them all turned on, and they're all starting to just like rev up. At this point, people have started to notice this. It is definitely like, she's definitely not the only one carrying some kind of a weapon, and people are starting to like get out their weapons. These things are going to escalate very quickly if somebody doesn't act. The droid has come over and is like, and it's not effective.
Virgo's armor powers up.
Nice. Yeah, and like over around all of this, there's just dozens of sound effects of everything powering up.
Wex would grab a hexagon shape on his that's lit up on his shoulder, and he kind of like pushes it, and it like recesses a little bit into his skin, and then like pops back out. And like it starts to like it. There's like a swirling pattern inside of it, and it projects a force field between Leonova and Virgo and I.
Okay.
He doesn't have weapons, but he has force fields.
Yeah.
Everybody suddenly has laser blasters out. Who's going to be the reasonable? Who's going to be the reasonable person?
I think it has to be someone not us.
I think
Virgo's
it does.
Not going to back down.
Yeah. There is a person, they've got six limbs. That they are mostly, it's almost like centaur-esque, but it's the two front ones, the two back ones are the ones on the floor, and then the two that are in the in kind of the thorax are the ones that kind of come upward. And he comes over and just has both hands up and says, "Hey, listen, I didn't come here to get riddled with laser blasts. I came here to do some racing. And if we're in the wrong kind of crowd, just go ahead and just let me know, would you?" He's got a cowboy hat on, too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I think, like, Virgo powers down, realizing what's going on here, and just says, "We're here to race, too."
And Leonova starts, like, reaching down and clicking off various different laser guns, and nods and says, "You watch yourself out there, Virgo Regulus. These races can be dangerous. Hope nothing happens to precious little Virgo." She's definitely looking up at you also. She's shorter than you, yeah. I think.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Could be both. And then she turns and like fluffs her feathers up and starts heading back towards her ship. Like steadfastly not looking back at you.
Yeah.
Very important to her that she does not look back at you.
Wex would drop the shield.
The being who's come up to you claps each of you on the back and goes, Pleasure to meet you. I'm Debly. You two done a lot of racing?
Not recently.
Yes, Virgo says in a way that implies that he is not.
I see. Ice in those veins, isn't it? Hey, listen, things have gotten kind of heated out here. If you two kids don't want to go for it, you don't have to. You wouldn't lose any face. It's nothing wrong coming back when you're a little older, a little more seasoned.
Whoa. What are you calling a kid?
You're one of them Earthlings, right? You look pretty young for an Earthling.
I mean, only by a technicality. I've probably been around this galaxy more than you have.
I think there's a possibility that we are halfway through a move already. Yeah. That he has tried to shift your labels. I think he's tried to raise your mundane and lower your danger.
Well, I mean, they can't do that.
Oh, right. They don't have influence.
No one can have influence over me.
He could do that to me.
He's doing that to Virgo.
All right, my mundane is plus two. No, he can't do that to me either.
So you,
because my danger is already minus two.
Ooh, so you can reject or you can mark a condition.
So I think I reject his influence by immediately acting to prove him wrong, right? But I have to roll first.
You roll first, yeah. Then we'll see what happens.
I got a two.
Oh boy. On a six minus, their words hit you hard. Mark a condition and the GM will adjust your labels. What condition would you like to mark?
Insecure?
Okay. I think that is going to raise your mundane and lower your superior.
Cool.
It's tough to feel superior around this kind of situation. Because he's right. Like, this is a this is a thing you could walk away from in theory.
Yeah.
So we also had Debly and Wex arguing with each other. Like, Wex is trying to like show how well traveled he is.
And stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Drebly is kind of going like, been there, doesn't exist, been there. And Wex is like, it does exist, I've been there, and like going back and forth.
He would also drop names of places that didn't exist. That's very Wex.
Yeah.
And then like finally Drebly just like holds up his hands and says, fine, you think you're real hard? Come with me. Let's have a party. Let's see where this goes, and then let's get out there and I'll see you on the track.
All right.
And he's like gesturing to a bigger spaceship that is like kind of where the robot that is running things and where theoretically the person who's running things is. And like there's speakers all over the place, but this thing is like shaking with the noise and the partying and everything happening inside.
I get this like very Mass Effect purple, blue, red kind of like bass and synths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vibe
yeah.
from it.
Yeah. Wex would kind of like nod and then like pat Virgo on the arm and be like, let's go.
Let's do it.
And Drebly nods and like starts just like kind of meandering on. They don't like quite gallop. It's definitely kind of like a swaying sort of meandery walk. But then the next panel shows you are in this place and like there is smoke up all on the ceiling. There's people engaging in various drugs that you should dunk on. And just like people like pressed in much more and the entire place is just laser lights and noise. Mm. There's a bar set up. You can see there's also like across the room, there is a being set up who is clearly like in charge of stuff. They're wearing a very fashionable space suit that has like six slashes of color coming down it, with basically just like sets of collars, and they're negotiating, working things out. But Drebly's there with you, but is kind of like, Drebly has seen a friend of his and is starting to kind of like move away from you. You're going to be alone in this space bar.
I would love to use this custom move here.
It's a delightful custom move that you've written up for us.
When you party in a sketchy spaceport, wager the collateral to get in the doors and roll with its weight. So if it has sentimental value, significant monetary value, or extreme impact to life and livelihood, it gets one weight.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So we're going to get a couple scenes of you like kind of move. And there are people making like little, there's people playing different like dice games and things like that. Of course, the most important thing is the race.
Yeah. And so I think I like pull Wex aside and I was like, don't get distracted. There's a lot going on here. A lot of bad people and bad drugs. And we just have to find out a way that we can get out of this race with a good spaceship. I think they like, there's a panel of both of their like faces pointing towards this like back room.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Virgo says like, and I think that is the door we got to go past. There's a big, like, bulky, like, lizard person, the same species that Ares is, like, guarding the door with a giant... It's a tuxedo, but it's made out of, like, interlocking metal plates.
Nice. Amazing.
So it's, like, it's formal wear power armor.
Yeah. And there's light coming between the chains and everything like
that.
Yeah.
Nice.
How are you doing? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Hey, you got this. We've come a long way. I know you put a lot of hopes in Earth. Didn't work out. We'll find like where your spot to be. And maybe your spot to be is not a spot. It's maybe your spot to be is movement. The galaxy's always expanding. Nothing to say that you can't also do the same.
Go ahead and roll to comfort and support.
Hell yeah. I got an 11 on the roll.
Okay.
And comfort and support use is mundane, right?
Yep.
So that's a 13.
Plus you have influence over me, so.
So 14.
Hell yes.
So yeah, so on a hit they hear you, they mark potential, clear a condition, or shift labels if they open up to you. On a 10+, you can also add a team to the pool or clear a condition yourself.
Fuck it, yeah. I'm gonna clear my insecure.
Cool.
And now I have to ask if Wex opens up to me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, like, that Wex would be kind of like nodding along, like he sort of like he started this whole thing being like, yeah, I'm here. Yeah. And then you're like, and Virgo kind of gives him that speech and he's like, yeah, Earth wasn't right. Earth wasn't what I thought it was. Fuck Earth. Like, let's get back out into space. This is where we should be, like racing, traveling the galaxy, just like some good friends and going fast. Like, that's, you're right. That's what this is all about. I'll be okay. I'm going to be okay.
Hell yeah.
And
cool.
So I'm going to clear a condition.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's a little bit, maybe I'm going to say I'm not angry anymore because I think, cool. I think he was like, when he saw Leonova, he got really angry about like, because he got shot with a laser, like straight in his, like in his torso. Like it hurt a lot. And that was not fun. And so he was like, kind of really like his head, like his blood was running, hot. And this was like, okay, this is where I belong. Like I belong out in the universe doing these kind of like space shenanigans, like okay, cool. Yeah, so I'm gonna do that.
We get the panel that shows the two of you coming to the door and like getting checked over by the bodyguard, and then he puts up a hand and says, you don't pass through unless you got something to bet. You got something of value?
I think like they look around at each other and like Virgo notices that Wex has a lot of like stuff that's built in on him that would be very painful to take out. And Virgo says, like, okay, don't, Wex, I got this. And, like, pats himself down, realizes that really he only has his staff and his power armor.
Oof.
So he, like, he takes a look at his staff with, like, the markings of Regulus on it and the, like, claw insignia and, the, like, the yawning teeth. And he like presses a button and then telescopes it down. And he hands the like the dense tube to the guard.
And the guard can immediately recognize it, right? Because you're the legacy. It knows what this is. And like whether he knows who you are or not, he knows what this is.
Mm-hmm.
He holds it in his hand and he turns it and he goes, is this real?
You can test it yourself if you want to.
No, not me. The guard takes it and like puts it into a like back pocket on his belt that just immediately like pressure clamps in. And he says, you got 20 shares. Head on in. After the race, you can buy out.
Thanks. And I'll be back. I'm going to collect someday.
Hope so, because I've got no damn idea who I'd sell this to if you don't. And you're in the party.
Nice. I think that's got sentimental value, significant monetary value, and then I could also probably argue extreme impact to the life and livelihood.
I think it does. Go ahead and roll plus three, and then we'll get some scenes of the two of you in this party.
I got burned by my own custom move.
What'd you
but
roll?
That's good. This is good. So my the total on my roll was a two.
Oh my god. So two on
that's
the roll.
Two twos that I've rolled today.
So that brings you to a five.
Yep.
So on a miss, you still choose one, but things get really out of hand. The GM will say how.
And so the options are you befriend an eccentric NPC with something to ask and something to give. You catch wind of a big opportunity that's too juicy to pass up. You gain useful information that changes everything right now. And you avoid major harm to limb, license, or liability. And I'm going to gain useful information that changes everything right now. And I think that that's related to like how we can get a ship out of this deal.
Okay.
I don't know necessarily how that's going to shake out yet, but I think that that's the end result of what we're going to do here.
Okay. So we get a couple panels that just show like the partying and the chaos and just all different forms, like turning and mingling with each other. And it is like overwhelming and bright. It's like a lot of black and like really stark, bright colors, like right next to each other, like really high contrast.
If you took a black light to these pages, they're treated with like UV ink.
Nice.
So they like shine in that like bright 90s like rave ink. Yeah.
Love it. And we see with the UV light some of the information that you're going to be gaining right here. I think this is where we introduce our big bad. I'm trying to come up with like a good form for them.
I think another lion?
Another lion sounds good to me.
Yeah, so like a big beefy lion. If Virgo's like a live, like acrobatic lion, I think this lion is just like
swole.
Muscles and scars.
Yeah, yeah. And he has, his head is shaved like part way back.
Yeah.
And so like it still forms like a mane around his head, but kind of like at the wrong angle. So that you can see that he's just got thick, awful scars that like show the amount of fights he has been in. He does not want anyone to miss the fact that he has thrown down in a thousand different ways. He is going, so you catch sight of him and you see him just slip a bag of pills into someone else's pocket and like clap them on the stomach and give them like a big like roaring bellowing laugh. And he's moving through this crowd and is coming straight towards you. And you can see that he's just like handing out pills and drugs of all different kinds as he's moving through this port. This entire like race
is
crap. It's drug running. And so like people aren't paying him. They are part of like in order for them to race, they need to be smuggling these things. And he's coming towards you.
Oh no.
What do you do?
I think so Virgo is going to like press a button on his belt, on his power armor. And we get like a HUD screen or whatever of everything. Of his view of this line coming up, but now it's got a little thing that says, like, recording.
Awesome. We get him coming up, and I think even with your HUD, where they're doing, like, they're going to do a cute thing where they show his face, and it has then, like, another picture of his face to this turn to the side, and the text underneath identifying him as Scipio Pleiades, famed drug runner. He comes right up to you. You're a big dude. He is a bigger dude. He's dang near 7 feet tall, and his shoulders and arms, he's just enormous. And he just like claps a hand on the outside of your armor and just leans forward and just says, "So, where are you carrying it?"
"We've got a ship."
You walking out with these in your bare hands?
"Anyone gonna stop us?"
And he just like turns to Wex. And he blinks, but he blinks with like the membrane that lizards have, and then turns back to Virgo, says, "Suppose not. And then he just tightens his hand. And there's like a moment that you can just like see like on your HUD that like your armor is managing it without any problem. And then you just feel it crunch.
Yeah.
And like there's just like this searing pain as the armor just pinches in on your shoulder. And then to your other hand, he just like hands just a like a wrapped bag of stuff and tosses it to you. And then starts to move to get out of the way to go to the next person.
I'm going to grab his shoulder.
And he stops and just like turns back towards you. We've got your faces just like practically touching each other.
I didn't get to finish. I said, we have a ship, but we need a better one.
It's real tough for you, isn't it, kid?
It's not easy.
Get these where you're going? I'll make sure you've got a better ship.
We're not bringing these anywhere. You're going to give us a ship at the end of this. Or I'm going to release my helmet cam. And I hand him back the drugs.
Go ahead and roll to provoke someone.
Oh, goodness. So I rolled a 6. My superior is 0. Yeah.
But you're at a yes. 6. Wait,
can I
you're
help?
At a 6.
I can help.
Yes,
I can use team.
You could spend team.
He turns to walk. Like, he's got his hand on your shoulder and then turns to walk away. And then you grab him and he turns back to look at you. Mm-hmm. You deliver that line. In that period of time, Wex had cloaked. And just like, so when he turns back, I'm not there anymore. You deliver your threat. And then I decloak on the other side of him. And so now we kind of have him like flanked. And Wex has got his chest puffed out and like he's got all the like lights rippling up and down his skin. And he's just like, you don't want to get in a bad place with us.
He's not doing it. He kind of like glares at you and just leans in so that his eye is actually like pressed against the backside of the HUD. Like he is face to face, snout to snout with you. He is all tension. He pushes the drugs back against you. And as he does that, Wex sees that the fob to start up to get his ship going, which has got to be nearby, is just like hanging open in a place that you could grab it. I'm giving you a critical opportunity.
Super grab it. I probably even just as soon as he leans over and I see that, I immediately recloak so that I can kind of like just disappear, and I'm gonna try to grab this and then back away from him.
Nice. I think that it. Like, you grab onto it, and it pulls a little bit as you take it off of him. And so he knows that something was just taken from him. And he turns, and he just, like, snarls and pushes Virgo back a step, and then starts, like, sniffing after you. And he's good. He's coming after you. Where are you going, Wex? What are you doing?
I'm gonna run to the bar. There's a fancy space bar with some people back behind it who are distributing all the drinks for people, and I'm gonna try to like jump and slide over the top of the bar. Because that's so cool, because it probably is just a shot of the bar, but when you blacklight over the page, you see the images of Wex in like just blue glowing as he like jumps and slides over the bar, and then I'm gonna just like dive under like an ice machine or something and try to just hide behind there amongst all the smells of the alcohol and these like drinks and stuff.
Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers to overcome this obstacle.
I rolled an 11.
An 11. Okay. So you do it. So we get those panels just like showing you in the black light, and you're away from him. He is starting to like just rough people up as he goes through.
So I think I know kind of what's going on, that Wex has cloaked and ran.
Yeah, you saw this.
I still have the drugs in my hand. I'm going to throw them at the back of his head to provoke him to look at me so that Wex can get away.
You throw them and it explodes in a puff of like teal smoke all around him.
Yeah.
And he just turns back to you, and he's wearing like an armored, like sort of like a light armored sort of vest. And he just grabs onto it and just shreds it off. and just grows like another foot taller as he's like howling in rage. At this point, the party is out of hand. People are starting to like just like run in different directions. Some people are headed towards their ships. Wex, you are in. Are you going to try to like get out with them, Wex, or are you going to stay where you're headed?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get out of here, I think. I do want to stop at that the bouncer who stopped us on the way in, though.
Okay, yeah, the bouncer is like, it sees that things are going badly, and like at first he's trying to stop people from leaving, but once he has seen that this is not going to happen, he's starting to like help people get out in a more orderly, safe way. But he's still standing by the door. He's got claws out, ready to try to help in some way, but he needs to wait for the flood of people to stop before he can go through. Virgo, Scipio Pleiades is just like beast mode, and he's got like the full ventricle effect on like the huge arms, and he just like grabs a chair and hurls it to the side, and it just like explodes a bunch of monitors, and he's charging you.
Hell yeah!
What do you do?
When I charge into a fight without hedging my bets, I can shift my danger up and any other label down.
Nice. What are you shifting down?
I shifted down freak. So nice. Now my danger is -1, my freak is 0.
I forgot you guys are so undangerous.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this.
And so I am going to charge back. And I think it's that like comic thing where we're both in the same pose, like ready to punch each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then
do you have fist out or claw out?
It's fist because I'm in the power armors.
Okay. Yeah. And he's got claw. He's just brawn.
Hell yeah.
All right. Go ahead and directly engage a threat.
So I rolled an 8 total.
An 8. Excellent.
So that's a 7.
All right. So you can resist or avoid their blows. Take something from them, create an opportunity for your allies, or impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Yeah, so the thing I'm trying to get in mechanically is impress, surprise, or frighten your opposition, and get, like, I want to impress Leo Nova in this situation.
Mm. I think we get the shot of the two of you fighting, and, like, it is brutally hard, right? Like, he's, like, slamming you to the side when he gets a shot in. Like, each hit from your power armor just like has him like hurtling head over heels, and the two of you are just like back up, and like he's got froth coming out of his mouth, and the two of you are just fighting so hard, and the background of the first couple of shots are just black, and then we get like a flash of light come across it, and Leonova is sitting alone at a table with a drink in front of her.
Yeah.
And just like watching the fight, because she had come in here and is not someone who is going to get scared and run away.
Yeah.
I think Virgo sees her at one point, and there's like a look of surprise, and then Scipio just bites into Virgo's shoulder, like right where he had previously damaged the armor.
Yeah.
He just gets his teeth on there, and there's like a whirring sound that comes as he bites in.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's got some kind of like a mechanically improved bite.
Yeah.
It just like as soon as he is chomped on. Go ahead and roll to take a powerful blow.
When you take a powerful blow from someone with far greater power than you, use this move instead of the basic move.
Nice. This is where the legacy thrives.
Yeah.
But like, so just to make it like fully explicit with Leonova, like she is sitting there, and at first she's just like watching this and like clearly kind of enjoying just that you are getting hurt in some way.
Yeah.
And then she like turns her head a bit to the side as she sees like a moment where like someone was innocent and underneath a table, and you like stop his claw from like smashing through the table. And like push him to the side, and that like earns you like an elbow to the mouth.
Yeah.
And like there's like a couple different points where you're protecting people as you're fighting.
Yeah.
And so like, she's looking a little more, she's looking definitely impressed by that.
That's perfect for what I am going to choose, because I got a 7 to 9. So I'm going to mark a condition. And I think the condition that I'm going to mark is... So I'm going to mark hopeless, and then the option that I am going to choose from Never Give Up, Never Surrender is you rally from the hit, and it inspires the team. So I think inspires the team is inspiring Leonova now.
Mm-hmm.
I would like mechanically for her to be considered part of the team, even if that's not narrative at the moment.
I buy it. I like that.
Hell yeah. And then add one team to the pool. So
nice. One.
And I think that the fight does not end well for me. Like, I am beaten. I don't necessarily know that I, like, have anything that I want to win from this guy. The room's empty. Everyone who has escaped has escaped, except for Leo, me, and Scipio. I think Scipio just, like, looks at my broken armor, and as I'm, like, bleeding on the floor, just is like, good luck tomorrow. And picks up like a bag of drugs that I threw at him,
mm-hmm.
and then walks away. So like, I'm not left with any drugs because I think that would be antithesis to the dunk like thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So we get this just like this fight, just like slamming, crushing, just destroying things. And then outside, like interspersed with that, we're going to have Wex's
mm-hmm.
scene.
Mm-hmm.
Wex, you are there right behind the bodyguard. What are you doing? You're swapping something you have for the staff.
Yeah, yeah. So Wex kind of like sees that it's like clamped in, like the staff is like hooked into something like a grabbing hand on the back of this guy's belt. And he's like helping move people out, trying to like get through them a little bit, but he can't move forward. And Wex is like he kind of like stops and he's invisible, but he pats himself down and he reaches into his pocket or like a sack, like a pouch or something on his pants. And he pulls out it's a coin. It's like a silver coin that's maybe, 3 inches in diameter, and it has the logo of the Stellar Bastion, and it's like one of his only pieces of things from that organization. But he knows that it's worth a lot, and he knows that it's probably worth a lot, or about as much as the staff is worth. So he doesn't really feel like he's not stealing here; he's just trading. He's going to try to disconnect this, basically try to swap them so that the arm, like the little, like if there's a little grabby thing that's like holding on to the staff, it'll never close because he's gonna wedge this coin in it so that the guy might not notice that something has been swapped out.
Cool. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
I rolled a 12.
All right, very nice. So you do. We get the panels like showing like just like violence and combat. And then just like Wex's cloaked hands coming in and like adjusting and just like zip, 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 and frup, and just like showing like expertise from both of you. And it's done just like in perfect line, like because we've had the two of you struggling on Earth a little bit in the past couple of issues. But now we're like, OK,
this is what we do. Yeah.
You're back at what you do.
And I think that we probably like Wex would get up as the the last of the groups of people stream out of this bar. And actually, if you're cool with this, like probably then as Scipio is like storming out of this room, he brushes past this bodyguard who turns and walks with him. And like there's one final shot of like Wex looking at this, like the silver coin attached to this guy's belt.
Yeah.
And then he kind of like turns and looks back into this room.
And we get Scipio like snarling at the guard saying, "Find the boy. He's got my keys." And inside, Leonova is walking over slowly towards Virgo, who's lying on the ground. And like she reaches to her vest and just like ticks something on it, and it starts to What do you do?
I think I like it's that trope of like reaching up a hand for help.
Mm-hmm. And she reaches down and like grabs onto your arm and just like kind of pulls your arm up, not pulling you up, And just slaps a patch onto your shoulder where, like, the armor is all broken and away from you. And you just, like, there's a little, like, release thing, and fans of the Virgo Regulus line and all of the space lines will know that this is, like a healing patch kind of thing. It's not, like, it is not a drug. It is a medicine. And she kind of, like, pulls you up to help you up onto your feet and goes, "That was impressive. He's gonna be back for you."
"When he comes back, I just gotta be gone by then. But if there's something I can't stand, it's a bully."
"Do you intend to be gone in that little rust bucket of yours?"
"We came here to try and find an upgrade."
And I think Wex is gonna get there at around that time with the key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably decloaks with the staff, like, hidden somewhere. Because he's not ready to return it yet. Like, it's got to be a surprise. And also, Leonova's here. That's weird. And he probably just, like, he decloaks right there and has the keys and is like, "Come on, let's get out of here."
And I think at that, I think Leo then, like, reaches and grabs on quickly to Virgo's wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "It just so happens I was looking for a ride out of here as well."
I think he doesn't really know what to say. He's, like, trying to weigh the options here.
She turns her head. Like, it's the very, like, bird-like. It's kind of like the predatory bird-like head turn. To watch Wex out of the side of her eye. And she says, "Drug running is beneath both of us. If I can avoid doing so, I'd be very happy to. That said, he's not going to let you leave easily. And when you do leave, there's quite a few ships here that would want to make things harder for you."
"You know I'm going back to the Regulus family, right?"
"Of course, and I would not want to end up there myself, but getting away from this filth section of the galaxy sounds absolutely wonderful."
Can I? I just want to, like, punch her. Just want to throw, like,
do it.
Like, actually, you know what? I think he doesn't even punch her. I think he just kind of, like, slaps her in the face. And it's,
and she is completely unprepared. Like, she is, like, if Virgo tried to go at her right now, she's ready. She is not expecting it from the from the human.
And it's not even he's not a fighter. This isn't his thing. It's not going to hurt her. And he's just like, "Earth may not be my home, but it's not a trash. It's not in a trash section of space. And you shot me, and it hurt a lot, and that sucked. But I forgive you. If you want to come with us, fine. I don't care." And he's gonna turn and, like, walk away.
Virgo is laughing, guffawing.
I think we get a panel that shows, like, the two of you leaving, and she's, like, hanging back a little bit, and she just, like, mutters under her breath, "You've slapped me, Wexford, and it didn't hurt, but I won't be forgetting it soon." And she is, like, stalking after the two of you. You come to the outside of the space bar place, and it's the three of you together at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And outside, you can see that the mood has changed entirely. Like, there are no radios blasting, everyone has turned down, people are focused, and they're, like, searching through ships. They have found your ship, and Scipio is just standing on top of the nose of it,
tearing
just
it apart,
ripping off the front panel. And he's just, like, he's just trashing it, and he's going to go in and just destroy everything that is on your ship, anything that you left on there, as he's just snarling out, "Humans are weak. Humans are sentimental, and I know you've got something in here that you're going to want to get before you leave." Leonova is standing there with both of you, and she just, like, turns to Wex, and before he even says anything indicating whether he would go or not, she snarls out, like, "Don't be a fool. There's nothing on that ship that's more important than our lives. We need to leave now."
"Yeah, I didn't. Unless you turn to Virgo, unless there's anything you want, I don't need anything from that ship." It's like,
God, I think that there's some memento of Earth that Virgo left on that ship that would be sentimental.
Nice. What is it?
So I think that issue 4 through like 9 or 10 had like a team up. And it was like Kraken Jr. is like dabbling with doing good. He's nice. Still like he's still like trying to be a villain here or there. But it's like it's like if Venom teams up with like Wolverine or something.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Love it.
Yeah.
And what did and he so, give what did he yeah. give you? Or what do you have of his, or what do you have that connects you to him?
Virgo has a CD that Kraken Jr. made for him.
Amazing.
And it's like, hey, this is Virgo's mix.
Yeah, perfect. And it's, is that going to be available?
Yeah, we'll put it in the alt cover.
Perfect. Fantastic. So, like, we get a panel that shows, like, that shows you and, like, shows the interior of the ship mm-hmm. where you know that it is, like, sitting there ready for you.
I think, like, as Leo's, like, trying to talk to Wex, being like, don't get sentimental, whatever, mm-hmm. blah, 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 they both look up, and Virgo's already halfway to the ship.
Amazing.
And I think he, like, picks up a spanner from some, like, mechanics toolkit.
Nice.
And completely, like, just upsides one of the guards up in the head and just keeps going. Like, tosses it to try and like knock Scipio off balance. He's not trying to start a fight.
Yeah.
He's just trying to cause chaos, grab the CD, and get out of there.
Awesome. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
Yep. I was going to say he's not trying to directly engage.
Yeah, you're trying to use like your speed and training to get in quickly.
Yeah.
Grab it and get out.
Powers is with Freak, right?
With Freak, yes.
Ooh, and I'm hopeless. Shit. So I got a 6.
Here's what's going to happen. Do you have team in the pool?
Well, there's one team in the pool from my rally.
Oh, that's perfect. Because
yeah.
I think Leo Nova is actually going to spend team.
Hell yes.
So you get up onto the ship and like you crawl in the front of the cockpit because it is just like he's literally ripping the ship to pieces. You've got like a kitchen set. And he just has finished taking both of his claws and just, like, flattening it into a shim.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the spanner, like, knocks off the back of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns to the side and he turns the wrong way. You're behind him. You grab onto it. And then he turns, sees you, and, like, pulls back a claw that, like, this is, like, death blow stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly he gets hit by, like, 4 blasts. From a laser from like a big distance away that just like has him like stepping back and like growling out.
And there's like Kirby crackle and the splash off of his back.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Leo is standing there with like 2 guns, like a gun, a laser held in each hand. This just has like crackle coming off of that as well. So it's a 7-9. So you can mark a condition or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
None of these conditions make sense. So I think unstable or temporary.
Okay, perfect. So he like kind of falls back and hits a switch on the wall that is like a stabilizer that's meant to help you set yourself up if you need to open the side door and you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes off wrong. And it just like starts the ship basically just moving to the side. And it immediately collides with the ship in the parking lot, in the parking space next to it. And it's just grinding forward, like pushing ship after ship after ship, heading towards the edge of the lot where everything is going to just fall into space.
And I think we get like a long panel of that like line of the ships getting pushed and all of them have diagonal like lines coming off from each of them of the different various like car alarms.
Yeah, perfect. And like we've got different spacers like going out and like trying to figure out how to like go get into their ship, but there's another ship pressed up against it on both sides. Wex, what do you do?
I would kind of see all of that start to go very badly. And I think like so is the key that I have, is it something that can remote start the ship or is just unlock it?
It can probably remote start. Let's
So space. I might like he looks at his wrist and there's like a little like a place where there's like a generic connector in his palm, and so he's like able to take like crack open this key really quickly and then just like connect in like the chip inside, and so then he like is able to directly sort of control it with the tech that's in his arm, and he tries to like remote start their ship so that like when they get back it'll be ready for them, and then he's just gonna like book it.
Okay. Great. So he is a smuggler. He doesn't want a ship that when you remote start it goes bleep bleep wee. Mm-hmm. But like you can feel that it is on.
Yeah.
And you're charging forward and Leonova is just like staring after you for a second, and she just like points at the ship and goes, "The ship! His ship!" And then she starts running towards Scipio's ship. Where she like stops just in front of the robot that that was previously going around person to person, and its eyes just go from like a blue to red, and then we're back in on your ship. So it is currently ramming into like six other ships, and Scipio is moving through it. It's like turned like at a 40-degree angle. And he's just like crawling forward through the wreckage of it towards Virgo. What do you two do? Everyone's there. You're ready to throw down if you need to.
How like tied up in there is my CD?
You've got the CD in hand.
Excellent. I think I'm gonna, as he's like crawling up, I'm gonna like press a couple buttons on my like wrist panel.
Yeah.
It's gonna project my HUD out. Okay. In, like to where anyone can see.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to show him uploading my helmet cam.
Nice.
To the family of Regulus.
Nice.
Well, maybe not to the Regulus family. I think it's just like a broadcast and a warning. Because I don't... Okay. The thing that hit me right there is that like, I don't want Virgo to be a cop. Like, I think that it's not I'm tattling to a specific person. It is I am warning the system about this person.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And broadcasting the danger rather than like telling him to like ratting him to an authority.
Yeah. And I think we do get like several panels of people around this system doing various things and like pulling up the like getting that information on their own comms. We get several of our spacey heroes getting some of that as well. Captain Penumbra certainly. On like a big old screen as he drinks a martini with a little octopus sticking out of it. And Zenostra is like fighting in her like training space and just like turns to see this. And like both of them kind of like nod to themselves like, all right, let's go. Because you don't allow that on your, in your neighborhood. Scipio just looks up at that and just crawls out of like a hole that is now just in the side of your spaceship, and he's running towards his own ship.
Well, here we go is the thing that I'm gonna tackle him by the ankles.
Nice. Are you fighting him or are you like just kind of stopping him from running?
I think I'm protecting my friends so that they can get on the ship better.
Okay.
So I was gonna try and ask if this would be a defend someone.
This can be a defend someone.
And I'm going to say that this is I know what I am playbook move. Once per scene, when you defend a teammate, you can shift savior up and another label down in addition to any other benefits from the move, even on a miss. And nice. if I do, I add a team to the pool.
Nice.
So that's with savior, which is a +2 right now.
Cool.
And I rolled a 7, so that's a 9.
Nice.
All
right, so on a 7 to 9, it costs you expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation. And then you're going to be adding a team to the pool, taking influence over someone you protect, or clearing a condition.
I am exposing myself to danger with this.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to clear hopeless.
Cool.
Actually, no, I'm going to keep hopeless. I am going to take influence over Leonova.
Nice.
Make that official.
Awesome. So we get several panels of you just like grabbing onto his legs and him like turning and like trying to fight you, and the two of you are like wrestling back and forth. People are giving you as much space as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you eventually are able to like wrestle yourself so that your back is to the ship. We get Wex running towards Leonova and towards the ship. And we see that she is just like surrounded by broken robot parts. And there's like spinning blades that have been taken off and like a whole bunch of lasers. And like this robot was clearly a bigger security deal than anticipated, but she's able to take it down just as either of you would have been able to. And she just is like climbing into she's like ready to get into the ship. And we get a panel that just shows Virgo standing there holding back Scipio, and Scipio just gets a claw up and puts it on the front of Virgo's armor and just like grabs. This is that exposing self to danger. He's just going to grab and like dig his claws into the front of the armor and just rip a section out.
Yeah.
That just like there's wires and everything. Like that is important stuff in that chest that has just been shredded out.
So if Leonova has cleared the ship of the robots that were defending it, then I'm going to just just run up to the side of the ship. Do whatever I need to do to unlock the door and like get inside and start to try to take the ship off to bring it closer to fly it. Like if I'm worried that Virgo, if our ship that's been pushing all these other ships off the side, I'm worried that he might fall off before he can extract himself from the fight and everything. So I want to like take the ship off and fly it over, so at the very minimum we're closer for him to jump on, but also if he falls off the side I can try to like catch him.
Perfect. Scipio's he's got like a hauler. It's fast, but it is like a much bigger ship than any of these little racing ships. Mm-hmm. But you're able to get it, like you have the key. You are able to get it up and moving.
So you probably see a shot of like of Wex like sitting down in the chair, like lifts off. And I'm like keeping it low to the ground, and I'm just kind of like moving over towards where are like the row of ships that are pushing each other off the edge, and maybe even like one of them. I've flown over and passed the edge, and then turned around and tilted the ship so that there's like the door is open facing the edge, like where they're sliding toward us, and the ships are falling off the side. Maybe like one or two of them where the driver, like the pilots, had gotten in, take off and go. And I'm basically just like trying to position myself so that almost like as the ship goes over, Virgo could like jump up onto it.
Perfect.
Virgo like takes a running jump, and there's a very like a big the big like fancy splash panel of the like the cliff off into the emptiness of space from this spaceport and the ship, and then like Scipio's ship that we've stolen, and Virgo's like in the air jumping.
Awesome.
And then he lands and rolls on the deck and like scrabbles in and catches on like some pieces of machinery and pulls himself up. And he looks down at Scipio. I think this is another big splash of Virgo with like the busted up Dare armor and a bunch of voice bubbles that says, "The Soul System has heroes, you know, and the ones with superpowers are coming to protect their community from people like you. But you should be afraid of the ones without powers, too, because they know that the hurt your drugs can cause, and they'll stop you. They'll offer empathy and understanding to those you've hurt. They'll know the dangers you pose, and they'll organize and educate themselves as a community to stop bullies and drug pushers. Drugs like yours aren't just illegal, they're wrong. And right now, Captain Penumbra and the rest of Earth are coming to stop you, and you should be afraid."
I'm a little tempted, actually. Should I break the rules?
Do it.
Go ahead and roll to persuade someone with their best interests.
Yeah.
That's an adult move.
Hell yeah. So I rolled an 8.
Okay, that's plus superior.
Yeah, so that's an 8 total.
Okay, so on a 7 to 9, they need concrete assurance right now in order to to buy it and act accordingly.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the thing that they see right now is the spaceships coming up from Earth.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
Like maybe they can't see the spaceships, like the actual ships, because that would be very fast. But like, if maybe there's like TVs or like CC monitors that are showing like all of the spaceships leaving Earth's gravity.
Awesome. Yeah, yes, like, perfect.
We probably, even as the comic, we cut away and see Zenostra has a ship. Maybe Captain Penumbra is in the area. I'm sure the Callaway Corporation actually does have a satellite that is a laser that is turning around.
Perfect. And we get a panel that just shows Scipio just like making a fist and then just like lowering his head for a minute. And then going to one of the other smugglers and just like grabbing onto her jacket and saying like, we have to get out of here. Get us out now. And the smugglers are starting to just like split off and get the heck out of there. And you are on the ship and ready to jump. So we get a panel that shows Leonova just like slamming a button and the door that you were talking out of just and coming to a close. And she turns to Wex and says, we need to get out too. There's going to be people after this ship. They know what's in the hold. They know it's valuable. We need to leave now.
That's right. We're in the ship full of drugs.
Hey. You know what? We're closer to the sun, right?
Yeah. So I think Virgo like sits down in a chair, like in the co-pilot seat, and we kind of like share a look as Leo says that, and we're like, yeah. And so I want to try to pilot the ship around closer down towards the sun, and then just like dump all the drugs,
amazing,
into the sun.
Amazing. Yeah. So we get a panel that just shows you like swinging around and dunking the drugs right into the sun.
But you're right. We do need to get out of here.
Yes, now.
I think before I like whatever I hit the like punch it button to like to blast us out of here, I want to turn to Virgo and pull out the staff and be like, I know that this won't make up for like running away from you when I did earlier, but I didn't want you to lose this. And he hands him back the staff.
I think he like takes it. Can you comfort and support? Because I feel like that would be really like,
I couldn't before, but I can now, because nice. Because at the end of the last session I gave you influence. So as long as I've given out influence, I can comfort and support.
Go ahead and roll to comfort and support.
9.
Okay, great. So they can mark potential, clear a condition, or shift labels if they open up to you.
Yeah, and so I am going to clear that hopeless.
Nice. Perfect.
And go back to no conditions.
Cool.
And he, I don't think he has words, but he like, he gives you like a gesture of like a hug gesture. And then picks you up in like a big lion hug. And I think that this is the triumphant celebration. And then like, it's that voice bubble thing where it's like, and you were so cool when you did this. And like the text just like gets smaller and smaller as they like go back into the back of the ship.
Awesome.
Cool. To show that I see you as an equal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
And so I give you influence.
Okay.
But you already have it.
I would like to shift up your superior and I guess down your freak.
Tight.
Like you grab me and give me a hug and like as like I think we turn to like I think I probably just like slap at like kind of maybe even like in mid hug slap at the console. It doesn't, I don't think we have like light speed, but it like it turns the engines on and shoots us off on the course that I set to get us out of here, and then we kind of like go off past the sun, probably like around the sun and off into space towards the regular system.
We get a panel that shows like everything revving up and getting ready to go. Mm-hmm. And Leo is sitting in the front seat, just like hunched over, the panel and like looking over like all of the numbers and everything like that, like trying very hard to look like she's busy. And she's mm-hmm. just glaring out one of her eyes towards the two of you.
Mm. And then I think maybe this is a little bit later after we're like when we're hanging out or like just doing whatever. And she's like sitting there and glaring, and then she gets hit in the head with like a little board game piece, like a, just like a tiny little meeple.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looks, and then like the panel that meets her eye line is Wex and Virgo like doing the come join us.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And we get that. She like trundles over to join you, like kind of like a little hunched over still in like kind of predatory bird mode. And as she sits down, she looks between you and goes, "I must warn you, I'm very good at this game." And then it shows the ship just blasting through space. And as we go by various different like planets and stars and everything, we see enormous eyes suddenly opening up in the darkness. And we get a like twisted, bubbly voice bubble coming through and saying, "Regulus is aboard. Find him. Kill him. And bring back the boy."
You turn to the last page of the comic and find a page of letters to the editor. Do you have questions or comments? Send your letters in written or short audio format to letters@protean.city. We'll publish a few every issue with a response from our editors. Dear Protean City editors, is the presence of the merfolk on Earth known to the wider galactic community? Are there members of their species out there still looking for them? Sincerely, Aquatically Curious in Quebec. Thank you for writing, Curious. We've only seen a small glimpse of the vast galaxy that exists outside of the solar system, of the small blue marble on which Protean City was built. Our universe is ancient and has seen the rise and fall of many civilizations. Wex was selected by the Stellar Bastion to join their cause and fight in a war, only to find that war had ended and both sides of the conflict had long disappeared from the galaxy. The merfolk landed on Earth millions of years ago. Their colony ship was huge and ancient and maybe the last of its kind. I think it's safe to say that they have kept themselves since the crash. And if there are others of their kind out there, they certainly would have stopped looking thousands of years ago.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt.
Virgo Regulus is played by Taylor LaBreche, who can be found on Twitter at The Leviathan Files. Check out his podcast, Game Closet, and buy his games at riverhousegames.com. Wyatt Wexford was played by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at AndTheMeltdowns.
The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.